Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to the next edition of Ask Coach Perry. I'm Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry joins us once again. Lindsay, nice to catch up. Were you well today?
Yeah, very good, man. It's been a little while, a couple of days since we chatted.
Yeah, and I'm in Cape Town. You're in Joburg. I'm absolutely loving running down here. How's the Joburg today?
Joburg, the weather's perfect. I think I'm sure we're gonna have one more cold snap, but quite honestly, it feels like summer has arrived in full force.
Well, you keep telling yourself that. At least there's one positive about Joburg. We've got the mountain here in Cape Town, and that's all we need. We can have rain as long as we've got the mountain. That's all that matters. Lindsay, got a great question in today from Heloise Hunter. She's the assistant editor of Trail Magazine. If you haven't checked out Trail Magazine, by the way, if you're into trail running, where have you been? Go check it out. Or if you're thinking of getting into trail, it's definitely a great mag as well. And she was saying that they reviewed one of our podcasts in the recent issue of Trail, so go check that out as well. They also interviewed Caroline Wassman for a short piece on Comrades competitors giving trail running a go. And she's putting together an article using run walk strategy in races, and she's got loads of web references and personal experiences. But she said it would be good to get your take, as Caroline used it successfully in Comrades this year. In road, the walk appears to be timed after a certain number of minutes of solid running. But for trail, obviously, would the same strategy work? It's obviously slightly different because it's terrain when it comes to trail. Sometimes you're forced to walk. Would you employ the same sort of run-walk strategy where you go, you know what, I'm running for 8 minutes and then walking for one? Or would it be more fluid on the trails?
Look, it would be depending on the race that I'm running. So I would certainly have some regimented walking. So I'd have an idea of the terrain I was running, and there would be sections that I would have planned walk breaks, just in terms of the general rhythm of walking. And those would be on some of the flatter sections. But then in terms of the race itself, particularly on the really long, hard climbs, you can climb at a fairly similar speed if you do kind of route march type of stuff or if you're running, but the walking does tend to spare your legs a little. And then quite importantly, and this is a thing that I think a lot of people get wrong when you're doing trail, is often you get to the top of a mountain and then people think you just go clattering down the other side. But that's when your legs are at their most tired, their most vulnerable. So by just doing a little bit of walking down the steep side until you can feel your legs are feeling a bit better, and then get running. So, I mean, it's on a proper trail run over mountains, it's not really possible to run the entire way. There are sections that you are going to have to walk, and then on the long stretches where you can hopefully run, I would still factor in, even if it's not perhaps as often as in a running race, depending on your ability, you would walk for a minute every between 3 and 10 kilometers, depending on how good a runner you are. So on the trails, you might then say, look, I'm going to only walk once every 5 to say 12-13 kilometers. So those planned walk breaks, fewer and further between, but certainly a lot more walking on the fly through technical sections up the very hard and tough climbs, and also at the start of the down, so that you don't completely trash your legs when they're at their most vulnerable.
Awesome. Heloise, thank you very much for being in touch. Love the mag, and we look forward to chatting again soon. If you want to check out Trail Mag, I'll put the links into the show notes for this episode of Ask Coach Perry as well, so go check it out. From myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.